Ender Brady, good afternoon.
Hey, Ollie, good to speak to you.
You too, Ender. There's a big blow, though, for the Prime Minister this week because she has lost her Home Secretary resigning.
Yeah, Amber Rudd is gone. Now, this is over the Windrush scandal of last week. It turns out that there were targets for the removal of migrants from this country. She said to a committee of MPs that there weren't, and we now know that there were, and she should have known this, and she has apologised for inadvertently misleading people, and she's gone. And Amber Rudd is a big, big loss for Theresa May. She's effectively her human shield, her right-hand woman, and she was a Remainer in terms of the European Union. She wanted Britain to stay in Europe and the customs union. So Amber Rudd's resignation leaves the Prime Minister quite exposed. She's the fourth senior cabinet minister to go in 6 months. Not good.
Her name was being rumoured earlier this year, and I remember talking to you about this as a potential replacement for the Prime Minister if she failed to continue to win over the hearts and minds of her own party. Is this the end of the line for Amber Rudd?
Well, she will now sit on the back benches for some time, I would imagine. She certainly won't be replacing Theresa May, first off. I think she will. She's intelligent enough and she's good enough to come back, but she needs a period now of just kind of some quiet reflection. I would believe it at that.
Yeah, soul searching. Perhaps it coincides with the fact that you are due for a month's worth of rain to fall today. Pack your brolly.
Yeah, weather forecasters just urging people to drive carefully and pay attention to the conditions. 1 month's worth of rain will fall today. April showers, last April day, and it's all pretty much coming today in the southeast of England. Some parts will even get snow. It is utterly extraordinary. When I think back to London Marathon last Sunday, 24 Celsius, and yesterday it was 7. So weather pattern all over the place, but an awful lot of rain on its way. And I have to say, looking up the skies here this morning, Ollie, looks pretty miserable.
Yeah, you might need not just your brolly, but a raincoat as well. And now tell us about this bus crash in Glasgow. Seen some of the pictures, 18 people are injured.
Yes, one critical and two people are in a serious condition. 18 injured in total, including the driver. We don't know what has gone wrong. It happened about 7 p.m. yesterday evening, coming out of the Clyde Tunnel on the western side of Glasgow. The bus seems to have mounted the pavement. We don't know why. It's flipped over, and a lot of damage to the vehicle, and 18 people injured, many of them still in hospital this morning, full investigation underway.
And into the runners have completed the 3.7 miles for Matt, who died after the London Marathon.
Yeah, so this was the MasterChef contestant, Matt Campbell, who died last Sunday in London in that heat I was just talking about. We now know that he had a heart attack. He was trying to go under 3 hours, which is, trust me, as someone who runs marathons, extremely difficult to do. Only about 2% of runners can do that under 3 hours. Matt had a heart attack and died, and he died at the 22.5 mile mark. That's where he collapsed anyway. 3.7 miles short of his finish. So the running community got their boots on yesterday, got their trainers, their running shoes, and people went out and ran 3.7 miles, and many of them did it on the actual running route of the London Marathon, 3.7 miles for Matt, and they raised an awful lot of cash. Hundreds of thousands of dollars have gone into this youth charity, which he was running in aid of, so good on them, and may he rest in peace.
Yeah, fitting tribute indeed, Ender. Thanks for that.
See you, Ollie.